Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show. We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. This evening we're talking about depression.
This problem.
Is it a side effect of stress? Well, sometimes they go hand in hand. We don't know. I was reading the Washington Post, and someone placed an article in there, and they said that they were diagnosed with clinical depression at 17. The doctor prescribed Prozac, but they were hesitant to take it. They managed without medication in college, but anxiety plagued them. And once they started their career as a newspaper photojournalist, their depression settled in like a virus that wouldn't go away. Day after day, they still did all the things normal people did, but it didn't heal. They even fell in love, but it seemed as if trudging through every day with lead-filled boots and a rock on her chest. When she got married, she could no longer hide how depressed she was. She said her husband urged her to seek outside help. And she said her healing came with her downloading the Headspace app on her phone. Go figure. There's the Headspace app on your phone that you can download that will assist you in all of the things and emotions that you've been going through for years. Well, she said she downloaded the Headspace app on her phone and setting aside time to try it out. She also said her mind felt jumbled for the first few 10-minute sessions with Andy Puddicombe. I think I pronounced that right. The former Buddhist monk who guides listeners step by step through meditation. Puddicombe told her not to stop her negative thoughts, but to pause and notice them, then return her focus to breathing. She said this helped her distance herself from the ideas that were running amok in her head. So, who knew that in this day, well, I guess it was only inevitable in this day and age that if you're stressed, got a lot of stress, there's an app for that. I do not know. I'm not saying it is and I'm not saying it's not. I just said I don't know. So if you're one of those people who likes to try different things, maybe you should download the app and call my show and let me know if it worked for you.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Jacqueline Jones Frederick of Jones and Frederick Enterprises, Inc. This incorporation consists of a tutoring business, a tutoring staffing, and a traveling business. We have serviced the community since 2007. Our clients are third graders to college students. We tutor in all academic subjects. please call Jacqueline at 586-306-5487.
Want to start a business or have tax issues? We know exactly how to handle your individual needs. We personalize each individual and give you the time required to focus on your needs. We audit you before the IRS does. The IRS is not on your side, but we are. We set up companies, do tax preparation, tax and retirement planning, bookkeeping, IRS audits, and reviews. Please call me, Deborah Mitchell, owner of Mitchell & Company, for a free consultation at 248-354-5122. And visit my website, MitchellTaxAccounting.com.
Okay, and we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And tonight we're talking about stress. Is stress a side effect of depression, or is depression a side effect of stress, or how does that go? I was reading another article in a magazine, and it states that scientists have long known that stress complicates a host of health problems. Now they're discovering that chronic stress, a mainstay of modern life, doesn't merely exacerbate disease, it actually can cause it. We're just beginning to understand the ways that stress influences a wide range of diseases of aging, including heart disease, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of disability, even early death. Now, this is what psychologist Shelton Cohen, a professor of psychology at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, who has been at the forefront of stress research for 30 years. So, callers, what do you think about stress? Do you have stress or no? I think that we all at some point in time in our lives experience stress. We can have stress on our jobs, or we can have stress because we don't have a job. We can have stress anywhere. Any length of time, we just have to get a hold to it. I think if there wasn't so much stress, and I understand that there's pain out there as well, but we have an opioid problem here in the States, and some of that is due to stress. It's due to stress, it's due to pain from whatever ailment you have. So, you know, there's got to be a way other than, now this is just my opinion, because they are going to have cannabis on the vote this coming Tuesday, you know, if they should legalize it. Now, you know, come on, folks. You know, our people are going to push that through. It might be 100-1. I don't know. But the government wants their piece of the pie. I have mixed emotions about that. I understand that, you know, people have pain. I understand that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know if taking opioids is the answer. I don't know the answer. I'd like for you to tell me what the answer is or what you think it is, callers. All you have to do is press the 1, and then you can let me know how you feel about cannabis. In the meantime, please don't forget to vote. The voting takes place on Tuesday, November the 6th. You know, don't let anybody tell you it's other than that, but it's Tuesday. And in continuing to read, everyone experiences stress. I said that. But it's particularly prevalent among adults over 50. Over 50. It would seem to me that over 50, you would have calmed down by now. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. In a recent Harvard University Robert Wood Johnson Foundation NPR poll, about a quarter of 2,500 participants said they'd experienced a great deal of stress in the last month. Another poll conducted in August by AARP found 37% of adults over 50 experienced a major stressful life event in the past year, such as the death of a family member, chronic illness, or a job loss. Well, I mean, that's something we go through. We don't necessarily have to be over 50 to experience the death of a family member or chronic illness or a job loss. I mean, you tell me. Certainly, many people who are stressed end up eating, drinking, and smoking more, and sleeping and exercising less, tendencies that have obvious negative consequences for our health. But scientists are discovering a much more nuanced picture, says Bruce McEwen, a neuroscientist at Rockefeller University in New York. The human body reacts to stress by first pumping adrenaline and then cortisol into the bloodstream to focus the mind and body for immediate action, a response that has ensured our survival over the millennia. Is that like the fight or flight syndrome? I don't know. The adrenaline rush from the initial stress response can occasionally pose health risks, according to Cohen, but the more significant hazard is the subsequent release of cortisol, generally considered a bad stress hormone. Cortisol does serve many important functions, turning off inflammation. But when chronic stress exposes the body to a relentless stream of cortisol, as happens when stress is constant, cells become desensitized to the hormone, causing the inflammation to go wild. Long-term chronic inflammation damages blood vessels and brain cells. Oh gosh, here we go. It leads to insulin resistance, which is a precursor to diabetes, and promotes painful joint diseases. Here are eight other conditions that may be caused by stress. One, the common cold. Cohen and his colleagues interviewed 276 healthy adults about stressful events in their lives and then exposed them to a cold virus. Those experiencing chronic stress were cortisol resistant and were more likely to get sick. The immune system's ability to regulate inflammation predicts who will develop a cold, but more importantly, it provides an explanation of how stress can promote disease. When under continuous stress, cells of the immune system are unable to respond properly and consequently produce levels of inflammation that lead to disease. Okay, I can kind of understand that. And number two was weight gain. Number three was slower healing. It slows down your wound healing. Number four, sleep dysfunction. Five is heart disease. Six is depression. Last decade, researchers have reevaluated stress's role in depression and brain health. when it is often triggered by a stress-inducing episode, depression eventually takes on a life of its own. Several brain neurotransmitter systems such as serotonin, dopamine, and morphine. What? Norepinephrine. Well, it throws it out of balance, negatively affecting your mood, your appetite, your sleep, and your libido. Some severely depressed people have permanently elevated cortisol levels, which can eventually, after the hippocampus, and permanently damage brain cells. Depression truly is an illness that changes the brain. Well, if that doesn't tell us, it sure told me. Don't get stressed out, people. Don't get stressed out. Because if you get stressed out and you stay at a high level, you permanently damage your brain cells. Permanently damage your brain cells. And that's something we don't want to do. I know I don't want to do. I don't want to walk around not knowing who I am or anybody else. So you have to learn how to calm down. Don't let so many things bother you. A lot of us are really, I mean, you have stressful jobs and, you know, you're in charge. And when you're in charge of a lot of people, and some of them don't want to work. Let's just call a spade a spade. You have folks that really don't want to work. They go to work to get a paycheck, but they don't care about the work. That's a problem. Then you have a problem. So what do you do? Answer me this. You're a boss. You have a person that comes in every day. They come in late. They always have an excuse. And they don't get their work done. How many of you out there listening would fire that person? Or because you need someone in that spot, because they might be a token person, per se, and you need them? I see I have someone that might be able to answer me. Okay, caller, you're on. What do you think?
And how are you this evening?
How are you?
I'm just fine. I was just thinking.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you, are you stressed out right now?
I've been stressed out all day. I've been trying to learn how to handle the stress in a more positive way. That's what I've been trying to learn. But when you mentioned the job, that brought back memories. I remember this one incident I had when I became a supervisor, first-line supervisor. And getting people to work is very difficult. It's very, very difficult. And if the work is not done, they're not going to look at that worker. They're going to look at you because you are their supervisor. I remember having a problem with a district manager who was fooling with some of the workers on my staff. And trying to get them to work, they would run back and tell on me, and it just caused a lot of problems. This one time, it got me to the point where my heart started palpitating. I mean, just blah, 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 blah. So I asked my immediate supervisor, could I go home? You know, I didn't tell him what was wrong. I just was feeling, but so he let me go home. I got up, walked out the building, and my heart was still racing. I got in the car, started driving home. My heart was still racing. I came home. I took two aspirins, and my heart was still racing. Then I got in the tub. I tried to take a bath to calm myself down. It was still racing. It had been done in almost over an hour. So I went and I got in the bed, and I said, Lord, I don't know what it is. You know, But I laid down, you know, and boom, I went to sleep. When I woke up, it had stopped racing. But I had to make up in my mind, if I'm going to do this job, I'm going to send them home. I'm not coming home no more like that no more. And so I began to supervise. They wanted to scream and holler about what I did and I did and all that, let them. But they weren't going to make me come home like that no more. My heart raced over an hour. I can't tell you the day when it stopped because of the pressure and the work. But they knew that they had to get their work done or else I was going to write them up. And I became a very hard-nosed supervisor, but you have to in order to get the work done. They're not going to fire them. They're going to fire you for not getting it done. And that's one thing I had come to the point. But some stress is good. Some stress is good, you know, if you're adding, you know, there's healthy stress that we get in our lives, you know, to get a project done once it's finished, you know, the pressure of it. But I think sometimes we can be in depression until you don't know that you're in depression because of the stress. You don't know if it, you know, you just function because you have to. You have a responsibility. You just keep functioning. And it could be very well depression, but you have to keep going and keep going and keep going in order to keep yourself in more of a positive mood, even if you are feeling the stress and depressed. You just have to keep going and keep going. I keep thinking about that verse of scripture. Go ahead.
Yo, go ahead. Finish.
I keep thinking about that verse of scripture. It says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God. I keep thinking about that verse. A lot of times now I have to go and get my grandchildren early in the morning. I don't feel like going, you know. I get up and say, Lord, it's a beautiful day. It can be dark. It's beautiful, Lord. I thank you for this. And, you know, you change it. You have to put a positive spin on what you have to do. And I say, Lord, help me to do what you want me to do today. Help me to accomplish, you know. Because for a while, I was so feeling overly pushed that I was like almost falling asleep at the wheel. But then as soon as I got home, I was just wide awake and couldn't go to sleep, you know. But one time I had to just pull over. And I've heard a lot of women had to do this from picking up the kids and working. This one worker told me, she said, I had to just pull over to the side with the kids in the car. And I sat there and I slept for about a good 15 or 20 minutes. Just the pressure of keeping going and doing it, all this on your mind and have to do this, and so. And I do believe it does have a problem on your health. But I started trying to, I'm falling asleep all the time at the wheel. Not all the time, you know. And finally I said, listen, I'm going to do this. If I have to do it, I'm going to do it in a positive way. You have to talk about self-talk yourself. Continuously talk to yourself. I'm going to do it in a way, and I'm going to have victory today. I'm not going to this. I'm not going to, you know. You have to talk yourself out of the bad feelings of depression. That's what I've been doing. You have to talk yourself out in a positive way. Change it to something positive. And a lot of times I get home, I say, Lord, I hope I did what you wanted me to do today. I got this accomplished. You know, I have to get my mother, make sure she gets her bath every Wednesday. So then I have to pick up the kids, take them to school, pick up the person who's going to give her the bath, take her there, sit there. A lot of times I have the baby with me, you know. And I say, Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? I try to keep my mind focused on a positive, doing what the Lord has called me to do for that day. When I come home, Lord, did I do what you wanted me to do today? And I feel more satisfied in that, you know. You have to fight it. It's the fight to the finish. It really is.
You got that right. There are certain signs that let you know that you're in too deep. Like you said, you know, if you have to pull over to the side of the road, that's not good. It's better than driving sleep. I agree with that. But when you have to pull over, is something wrong with that picture?
It is, yeah. But then a lot of times it's, who's going to do it? Who's going to take over that responsibility? Nobody will come forward.
Nobody.
And you still have a responsibility. You have to handle it the best you can in a positive manner. That's true.
But you're right. You have to change your attitude about it. Otherwise, you won't be able to, you can't go a long length of time like that. You have to rethink it. And if you have to do it, then you have to do it in a way that it doesn't bother you, it doesn't make your heart palpitate, it doesn't do any of those things. You don't have to pull over to the side of the road. Maybe you need to go home and go to bed a little earlier, or do whatever you need to do to get yourself in order. I think that's what has to be done, because that's scary to me. Because someone's sleeping in a car.
With the kids in the back of the car.
And even with children in there too.
Yeah.
I mean, that you can't do, you certainly can't do it in the wintertime with the snow.
Tell me about it.
The car on, that's not good. You know, with in there. So it's a lot of stuff. And stress, you know, you get ulcers and other stomach problems and back, neck, and shoulder pain. I mean, all of this comes from stress and depression. You know,
it comes from the way we look at stress and how we're handling it.
How
it comes from the way we look at it.
That's
and how we're
thing.
Handling it. Yeah. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm stupid and all that. No, I'm not. Because I can remember when I was getting that, I was taking a pill, and I wake up, and I was taking a pill to go to sleep. I said, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of times when I get home after doing what I have to do, I come home, I'm not sleepy at all. I get up and do other things that are problems that I enjoy doing. But it seems like going through the act of what, it's my way of coping with, you know, something I don't want to do, you know.
Right.
That's, it's a coping, you know. But it does.
I'm gonna tell you what a doctor told me one time, because when I was, well, regularly, I was keeping my great-granddaughter. And I had to take 3 expressways. And I-94 is just a trip. It's just a trip. And a lot of times in the winter time, I would be on I-94 for a whole hour just sitting, you know. And that would just kind of bug me. But I went to this new doctor, and I was mentioning that to him. And he told me, he said, enjoy the journey. And when he told me that, that changed my entire way of thinking. I kid you not. When that man told me to enjoy the journey, I started saying, okay, I'm sitting here. There is nothing I can do. Not a thing. But sit and wait till the traffic, you know, they move the accident or the traffic gets together or whatever happens. There's nothing I can do, so why would I be upset? If I'm going to somebody's house to keep the baby, hey, I can't get there. You can't leave until I get there. You need to call your boss and tell him your babysitter's late or something. There's nothing I can do. And then he also said, he said, do you drink? I said, no. He said, why don't you get a little wine?
That was another
ad. But, you know, interestingly enough, I did. I bought a bottle of wine. I mean, sometimes I pour it over my ice cream, you know, because I like creamy ice cream. I would always put milk or something in my ice cream, you know, to stir it up, kind of get it creamy. But then I started putting the wine. I said, well, I'll put the wine in it. But I don't drink it every day. You know, I have no fear of becoming an alcoholic at all. So that doesn't bother me. But it does make me sleep a little better. I notice that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, just it's your attitude about anything. Your attitude
you have to change
about
that attitude.
Anything. Yeah. So, you know, if some things you have to do, then you should do it with a smile on your face.
That's true. You have to change it.
Because like
they can give you all
saying,
the pills you want. You get hooked on those pills.
Yeah.
You get hooked on
like
all that
saying,
stuff.
You have the kids in the car. And what do I tell you all the time? And this too shall pass. Those kids will not always be in that car. You won't always have to take them to school. There's going to be a time when there's going to be a change. Nothing lasts forever, good, bad, or indifferent. Nothing lasts forever. there is going to be a change in our lives. You know, some changes are good, some are not so good. I try to accept change for what it is now. You know, I used to get all bent out of shape and I don't want to do this and I don't want to do that. And why do I have to go through this and go through that? But I don't do that anymore. You know, hey, I'm trying to enjoy my life for
That's
the
true.
Rest of my life.
That's true. So, and you have to fight to enjoy your life.
Yeah. I mean,
you have to get, it's
should.
Almost a fight. With all the negatives, you know.
It is a fight because you know what? You got your enemy and you got those little imps that he got. And that's what I call them, little imps.
That's true.
And they love to get you all upset. They just love. And they whisper in your ear and tell you, this, that, and the other. But, you know, it's a fight. Fight the good fight of faith. And
it is. Another thing I was trying to think of is a lot of times you get so hung up in stress and depression and stuff, you don't accomplish anything, and you start losing your days. You're not accomplishing. Well, I'm about to do this. No, I'm about to. Nothing's ever accomplished. You find out the little resources you do have, you waste it. Or you're wasted on, you know, just trying to make yourself feel good, and that doesn't work.
Yeah.
You look at the
you
goals
know,
that you have set for your
point.
Life, you're not reaching those goals.
That's a good point. How do you use your 24-hour days? How do you
That's true.
Use, what's productive?
What have you accomplished
today? You did today, right? Did you do
Instead
anything
just, you know,
productive today?
I'm about to get it done. And never get enough. The whole year is gone. And what
right.
have you accomplished
oh,
this year?
Tell me about the whole year being gone.
And depression will do that to you.
I've been working
you have to
on
fight
a project
to get something done.
For 4 years. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, what do I do with my time? Everybody has the same amount of time. Everybody, 24 hours in a day. How are you? Are you accomplishing
anything
in that time? Anything during that day that's positive? Sometimes I have to write things down. You know, keep a list. I got to do this, got to do that. And I don't necessarily do them in that order. But even if I get a couple of those done, then I feel that I've done something.
You haven't wasted your time. And time becomes very important as you get older.
Oh,
you know, you see.
And guess what? It is not coming back around.
It's not coming back around.
So you can mess around.
What have you done?
Losing it. Yes. So, you know, we only get
a lot of times the depression, that's what the enemy wants for you to lose your time. So you're not as effective as you should be.
Right.
With the time
that's
that the Lord has allotted you. You're not effective at all. What are you going to do about it? And you have to fight it. It's a fight in your mind. If you can overcome the things, the stresses of your mind, they say the biggest fight you're going to ever have is going to be in your mind. Because when your mind is made up, everything follows. When your mind is made up.
Because your mind is, you know, what you believe about yourself.
Yeah.
You're
going to sink your
teeth into it. Somebody else can tell you something, but, you know, yeah, maybe I believe it, maybe I don't. But you believe what you tell yourself. So you should never say anything negative about yourself. Never, ever do that. Never say anything negative about yourself.
It is.
You know,
it's a fight.
We're all
stress,
striving
you know.
To do better. We're all striving. When we get to be perfect, we're out of here.
That's true.
So we don't put so much pressure on ourselves that, you know, I've got to do this and I've got to do that. No, take it one step at a time. One step at a time. Make small goals, you know, first. Those that you can easily accomplish. And then that will lead you to your larger goal.
Your bigger goals. That's true. Yes, it
right.
is true. That's how you have to handle stress because they've been getting medication hand over fist. And I was almost living off that stuff. They were giving me medication long ago hand over fist. And I was living off of that. Living off of it. But I was, you know, but that's not the way it is.
That's what they do. You
yeah,
know, the
now we have this
big. Companies keep, you know, they give people kickbacks. And then they put a lot of money into these people that run for office as well. You know,
lobbying.
So
yeah.
You just have to. I just don't know. I just don't know about us. About us, but I'm going to continue to say. I said it earlier. I'm going to say it now. Don't forget to vote on Tuesday. I do not know what the Oprah effect is going to do for the lady in Georgia. Now, you know, Oprah got a lot of clout. But I don't know, because the guy is the doggone Secretary of State. He's the Secretary of State. He sees all the votes. How can that be?
That's a conflict of interest. That's
running.
Wrong.
No, yes, it is.
That's wrong.
Yes, it is.
That's wrong.
And nobody is standing up to say you are not allowed to do that. So he can change the votes any way he wants. I really believe Trump and the Republicans may the House. I mean, you know, hey.
If they do, we're still
going
to
vote. Stuff about Kavanaugh.
If we do, we still cannot let him. Let that stress us out to the point where we can't function.
That's true. I agree with you.
And then,
with you. Because
you have to grab hold of your mind.
Yes. In due time, God is going to take care of Social Security.
They're going to take care of our pension. They're going to do this. Fine.
Oh, yeah.
I've been living this time. I'm going to make it some more.
Don't ever forget, God is still in control. God is still in control. It may look like Trump is in control because he thinks he's in control. But, I mean, and God is still in control. He has him there for a purpose. When he does what God wants him to do, then he's going to be out of there. So, but hopefully our parties wouldn't have worn down to the point where, you know, it's all about what I can get and not about can do for the country.
That's true.
So I don't know that they're really getting on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to slow down because I'm not going to be stressed out. And having said that, I'm going to take a break. I really appreciate your comment, Ms.
Thank
Payne.
You. Thanks
so much.
Love
and
you.
I'm taking a break now. Love you too.
Autism affects 1 in 68 children, sweeping all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. Autism is a lifelong brain disorder that leads to untold challenges to the physical, financial, and social well-being of people with autism and their families. Resources are stretched thin. The Autism Alliance of Michigan, a collective voice for families across the entire state, uses resources to help families battle challenges right here, right now. If you or anyone you know needs help navigating the autism journey, contact the Autism Alliance of Michigan today, 877-463-AAOM, or visit them online at aaomi.org.
If you are in need of life insurance, auto or home insurance, or need help in getting out of debt, call your helpful insurance agents at Prime Financial Services. Did you know? If you add a child rider to your life insurance policy, you can add multiple children for the price of one, starting at $10,000 worth of coverage for under $10. Call today for a free quote at 313-293-0979. Mention you heard this ad on this show for a free gift.
We're back with Let's Talk About It with Jenny White.
Okay, and we're back with the Jenny White Show. We're talking tonight about depression. Is depression a side effect of stress, or is it vice versa? Let me know what you guys out there think, because we know that stress can cause you, well, put it some people, to eat more.
Oh, yes.
And that's kind of not good when you eat more and you gain weight. And that you have more weight now, and you're coming up with other problems because of the weight. So we have to be careful. That's like when you are smoking and you quit smoking and then you have something to replace it. Well, I was a smoker some years ago, and I replaced mine. I was a stress eater, and I did gain more weight than I had when I was smoking. But you have to be careful. You know, we have to do things that will help us, not hurt us. We're still talking about depression. We're talking about stress. We're talking about genes that play a role in mood disorders. But they don't write your destiny. The same way having a family history of alcoholism does not mean that you will become an alcoholic. And a lot of people think that, and they start drinking. Well, my daddy drank, so I know I'm going to be an alcoholic too. You know, and they just go with that. Why can't you get a better attitude? Well, you know, my dad drank, and it didn't do him so good, so I think I'm going to stay away from it. It's just what you believe. It's just what you believe. If you believe you will, you will. But if you believe you won't, guess what? You won't even try. So we know that you won't. So you have to think about things like that. And this person says they've been moderately depressed their whole life. And they seized control of it when they stopped blaming their history and focused on their brain. They said the negative thoughts were keeping them down. Research shows that factors such as unfulfilling work and increasing isolation affect our moods. But the idea of making grand life changes, such as quitting your job so you can toss your meds, isn't a realistic option for most. And for many, that might not even do the trick. So this particular person said they don't even know when their depression started. It started before they could tie their shoes. Oh, wow. That's before they could tie their shoes. So that's a long time. You don't want kids to start worrying. That they worried about everything from the decimation of the rainforest to my family safely. If I let my guard down, I was sure disaster would strike. But my first diagnosis didn't come until my final year of high school. After more than 6 months of spontaneous crying spells, bouts of paranoia, and a diagnosis of irritable bowel syndrome, I told my mom I needed help. My father never got a handle on his mood, so I knew the warning signs. A psychiatrist diagnosed me with clinical depression at 17 and suggested Prozac, but I was hesitant to try it. So even children can be depressed. Even children. So we have to learn how to talk to our children and see if they are depressed, if they want to be alone all the time, and I don't know. And try not to have to give children medication. I mean, it's maybe, you know, if the child has a cold and the doctor says give them a pill every 4 hours or something like that, that's something different. But not on a long-term basis. You don't want to start drugging kids when they're young because you don't know how they're going to function. And you don't know if whatever they're taking is going to hurt them or help them. So you have to be very careful with your kids. And I said earlier about downloading the Headspace app. I don't know anything about that app. But if you guys want to download the Headspace app on your phone, give me a call and let me know if it worked for you. I don't do things like that with my phone. Okay, so if you would like to make a comment or ask a question, you have about 10 minutes to do it. The show went by really, really quickly. So I'm going to take another break. And when we come back, we'll talk for about 5 minutes more, and then I think we'll be done.
Is your food bland and you want to spice it up? Does it taste like something is missing? What's missing is my seasoning, Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. All-purpose seasoning, good on absolutely everything but ice cream. I'm Linda Porter, President and CEO of Butch's Bodacious Seasoning. To get the spice back in your life, call me at 313-393-2738. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Magnify his name with Elder Charnell P. Blaine and Divine Purpose. For all ministry engagements, contact us at area code 267-240-0709 or email us at dpministry01@aol.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're never too tired to give God an unconditional praise. Magnify his name.
Okay, and we're back. Tonight we're talking about depression. We're talking about stress. Is depression a side effect of stress or vice versa? We know they both probably go hand in hand. And we've talked about what stress does to our bodies, side effects. I have here some foods that fight depression. Don't jump on me. I got this out of a magazine. They said clams, flaxseed, and I take flaxseed. I'm not depressed, but I do take flaxseed. Salmon, hot peppers, go figure, and walnuts. So I don't know about those. But, I mean, you know, it sounds like good food if you have clams. Not so sure. But the salmon, I like salmon. Flaxseed, okay. Walnuts, it's okay. And don't necessarily like hot peppers. But sleep dysfunction when you're hyped up, how can you sleep? There's an increase in a decrease rather in your amount of sleep, and that's going to aggravate your body. It makes it hard, especially hard, they say, for older people to get back to sleep when they wake up at night, because sleep deprivation impairs memory and emotional control. People with trouble sleep may find it harder to handle stress in their lives. In other words, cortisol levels may contribute to nighttime wakefulness, and then our brains respond by reminding us of our problems And that's something you don't want to do. You don't want to be lying in that bed awake going through your whole life saying, "Why, you know, why did this happen to me? Why did that happen to me?" Please don't do that. Please don't do that. And the one thing I would like to leave with you is words of inspiration. A father gave his young son a tied-up bundle of sticks and asked him to break them up. He returned a short time later to find the bundle intact and the boy frustrated. He had tried to smash it against his knee, only to be bruised. He had stomped on it and slammed it against the tree, both to no avail. Taking the bundle, the father untied the cord and simply began to break the sticks one at a time. If we remain united, we are strong. When we are divided, we can be easily broken apart. So, I don't know. What do you think? I think there is strength in numbers. That's an old saying, but it is very, very true. I don't know what happened to Google, but everybody that worked for them all over the globe walked out. Now, maybe it helped. I bet it did with everybody, you know, standing up together. It wasn't a few. It was the workers. So sometimes when you do that, you can get things done. Like when we were teaching, when I was teaching and we went on strike, some people would cross the picket line and go in to work. And I remember one particular time that a person did that. And when we finally went back to work, they thought they were going to get paid for those days that they had come in, crossed the line. They didn't get paid for those days. It was hilarious. But the thing of it is, if you cross the line, the thing is, you're getting the same benefits that we're going to get for being out there walking. So why would you, you know, I don't know. Anyway, I thank you for calling in and listening. I really appreciate you for doing that. I always appreciate my callers for calling in and listening, even if you didn't have a comment to make or a question to ask. And I'd like to thank Ms. Payne for her comments. And I want to thank you all. Don't forget to go and vote Tuesday. Wherever you have to go, go. I don't know if you heard Oprah saying that years ago there was this particular man who was determined that he was going to vote, and he walked 6 miles to the voting place and was told that he was in the wrong place, and told him to go somewhere else, and he walked 6 miles to that other place and they told him he was at the wrong place and to go somewhere else. And then when he finally got to the last place, after walking all those miles and taking all that time, they told him, "You're too late. We've already closed." So don't do that. Get up, go vote. If you can, take someone with you, someone that, you know, maybe doesn't drive and needs a ride. But just go and vote. Don't ever say my vote doesn't matter. Don't ever say that. Because people have died for the right to vote. So I'd like to say good night with that. Enjoy your weekend. And don't forget to vote on Tuesday. Good night.